Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency Credit Canada and by Home Equity Bank, provider of the CHIP reverse mortgage. You have probably heard of the Canadian Deposit Insurance Corporation, the CDIC, but you might not really know what it does. It is a federal crown corporation that protects your deposits, and deposits at member financial institutions, the big banks, for example. We're going to talk about how deposit insurance works. I have never in my entire life had this conversation, so I'm quite looking forward to it. Leah Anderson joins us. She is president and CEO of the CDIC, and she's in Ottawa. Hello there.
Hello.
I have insurance on my car, my house, and my life, and I can see the risks, at least in theory, that I face every day and why I need that insurance. Why should people care that their bank deposits are insured?
Three words: peace of mind. And in these days, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty out there in our lives and the economy globally. And when, you know, when you have an account and you have money that you really want to save for a rainy day, you want to know that you're insured.
What's the history here? I mean, we know there's five big banks, basically, and a whole bunch of other ones, but there were more back in the day. Can you tell us a bit about the role that CDIC has played over the course of time?
Well, we were created in 1967, and as you said, we are a crown corporation. We are part of the government of Canada, and we literally exist to protect depositors and your money in our that are member institutions.
How often do you pay out a claim? I mean, if you're auto insurance, you're doing that 1,000 times a day.
Well, in Canada, we have a very well-regulated financial system, and we have not had a failure of a financial institution since 1996.
So what do you do all day? Are you doing Wordle? Do you have a TikTok account? How are you spending your time if you have not had to do a claim since 1996?
Well, we are there to make sure that funds are protected in the rare event that a bank fails, and it can happen. You know, we see south of the border in the US, there it's not uncommon in other countries. So we make sure that we can reimburse depositors in the rare event that a bank does fail. And we work very closely with our safety net partners. So that's the Office of the Superintendent of Financial Institutions, the Bank of Canada, the Financial Consumer Agency of Canada, and Department of Finance, to really monitor the situation and be prepared in the event that an institution fails.
Well, and certainly the recent history for us globally was the financial crisis of 2008. I'm sure your predecessors were working some pretty long hours in those times. I want to ask how the insurance, the specific insurance part is funded. Do lenders pay into a policy like I do on auto?
Well, it's our members. So, and our members are banks, federal credit unions, and other financial institutions. And they pay premiums to us as a crown corporation to be able to fund the insurance that this provides. To Canadians, to depositors, it is free and automatic as long as you have your account at a member institution.
Now, this is cash in the bank, right? This is not stocks that you have with a brokerage. It's not GICs. What else is it or isn't it that would qualify for that $100,000 in protection?
So it is deposits. And by that, I mean, you know, cash, term investments, and things like GICs. We insure amounts up to $100,000. And it's across a range of investment categories. So things like checking and savings accounts, RSPs, TFSAs, that coverage is offered across a range of different our member institutions.
But if it is in your RRSP and it isn't cash, it's shares in, I don't know, Nortel Networks, which then went on to go to virtually zero, you're not Canadian is not insured in the event of a stock going to zero.
No, you need to check what is an eligible deposit. So be in, you know, in terms of how you do that, there's two ways to do that. One is to look on our website and just to make sure that one, you know, you're investing your money with a member institution of CDIC. And also, you know, on your website that you have with your financial institution, check for our Purple Lock logo. Things like, you know, you can see it on their mobile apps and their websites. And really be informed about what's not insured. And that is things like mutual funds, stocks and bonds, exchange traded funds, cryptocurrency.
Mm-hmm. When was the last time that limit was changed? $100,000, is that enough in 2022?
Yeah, $100,000, that was reviewed following the financial crisis. And really, it covers the vast majority of deposits that ordinary Canadians have in their banks and in the other member institutions that we cover.
You mentioned cryptocurrencies, which is just a whole other thing. What is the current thinking on how CDIC will or won't engage when it comes to crypto?
Well, crypto is not a deposit. This is really an investment. So it's not an eligible deposit. And I think, you know, in terms of how we engage, we really focus on public awareness so that people know what is insured and what is not. And cryptocurrency is definitely not insured. And I would encourage Canadians and people that are looking at where to place their money to really be informed about what their risk tolerance is and what their time horizon is for their money. And if it is really, you have a low risk tolerance and you have a short time horizon, an account at one of our member institutions, a deposit account, is the perfect place, again, for peace of mind.
I want to ask about the $100,000 limit for those ballers who have $300,000 in deposits. What are the ways that they can spread that money around across institutions such that the entire amount is protected?
So as I mentioned, we have different deposit categories that we insure. So you can spread it across different categories of deposit at one institution. So again, a savings account, an RSP, a TFSA, and you can also spread it across different institutions. So we insure amounts separately at each different member institution.
Right. So another layer of your diversification.
Yes.
Just before we go, I want to ask about one or two big ideas that you see over the course of the next decade. So we talk on this show about open banking and fintech, and you know, there's just 12,000 things going on in financial services, broadly speaking. What do you think are one or two big themes that will affect the work that CDIC does or the role that it plays?
Well, I think the big theme, and you nailed it, is really around innovation and open banking and, you know, the future of payments and the future of just how we transact, whether it be if Canada shifts towards a central bank digital currency, or, you know, we have new different types of currencies. You know, for us at CDIC, we, you know, again, we exist to protect deposits. So it's very critical that, you know, for where Canadians keep their savings that are supervised and regulated, that we're really there to support those savings and to make sure that Canadians have them available when they need them.
Leah, thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
Leah Anderson is the president and CEO of the CDIC.